Welcome to SILRAP Podcasts. You are about to listen to a service of the Center for International Law Research and Policy.
Dignitaries at the dais, excellencies, ladies and gentlemen. I'm quite privileged to be invited by Professor Bergsman for this very important conference. I'm from the Indian Society of International Law. Of course, we have great interest in the advancement of international law, and international criminal law is part of it. And as a matter of fact, I think it is the best venue as well for holding this type of conference. Anyway, you see, I've heard many speakers, in the beginning, philosophical and others. You see, whenever we talk about the international criminal law, at the back of our mind is always focused explicitly or implicitly on the domestic criminal law of a nation states when we start comparing. Because you see, the national criminal law is typically, it claims jurisdiction only over crimes committed within the state territory are under its jurisdiction by or against the citizens or the visitors of that state. But international criminal law has nothing to do with that. Except for if we look into the crimes against humanity, that has something to do with the crimes committed within the state. So generally speaking, international law operates within the states. That's interstate, not intrastate. So that is starting, we have to look into the international law from the very beginning, like in the case of, since we have the Hague Conventions or conferences 1899 and 1907, crimes which will be committed by the state, so-called war crimes, it is a state which will be liable and not the individuals. Here we are talking about the individuals. Whether the individuals can be tried. And if you look into that, overwhelmingly, even now, the states are the subjects of international law. And if we talk about the treaties, it is a consent of the state. If we talk about the International Criminal Court, you see, the state will be bound by its free consent. The moment state withdraws, as we today we are seeing that many states in the African continent, those which are the members of the ICC, they have given the notice that we don't want to be the members, because there has been certain, developments which they don't feel that it is very happy. So that's why, that is how it is looking into that. You see, international criminal law has come a long way, and the individual similarly has increasingly becoming the subject of, as a subject of international law, particularly for the purposes of criminal actions or criminal wrongs, as well as the human rights. But you see, still we have to look into what is the scope of international law, the international criminal law. And that is which crimes to be covered under the international criminal law. International Criminal Court covers four types of crimes. I need not to repeat that. And it leaving outside it the terrorism, piracy, jurisdiction. And as a matter of fact, they are within the jurisdiction of the state concerned, and it is international law has nothing to do with that. International criminal law has nothing to do with that. And then we have to look into the relationship of the International Criminal Tribunals, or ICC, to domestic courts and system of criminal justice. And the third aspect is about the appropriate procedure for international criminal trials that we have to decide about. You see, generally, the aim of the criminal law is the retributive justice. And when we talk, that is, no crime should go unpunished. But who and how will decide? First of all, first question is who and how the crime will be decided that this particular act amounts to a wrong. And then, you see, that is a procedure for its trial. Responsibility and liability, that has to be laid down very clearly. So then when we talk about the retributive justice, that is the aim. But under the domestic law, we find there are four aims of retributive justice. That is deterrent theory, retributive theory, reformative theory, preventive theory. Which theory we are following under the international criminal law? You see, we have not thought of it. It is very important that what is the aim of trial? What is the aim of fixing the responsibility and of the liability? And then, you see, why it is one-sided? I mean, it is only that certain countries there where there has been some uprising that is domestically, then they are put to trial, their heads are put to trial. But if you look into other areas, like in the case of Syria, of course it is Syria, we say it is a domestic uprising or whatever it is. But look at the two big powers, that is Russia and USA, both are involved in it, one way or the other. And they are bombing, or they are indulging in many other unlawful activities and killing thereby many of the civilians. Who will try them? That is how it is. So these are some of the issues that one has to look into. Then we have to look into also, we look in the context of the municipal law, that, well, first of all, criminal wrong has to be a public wrong. Then, you see, how to define and condemn and to call the perpetrators to public account for wrongs whose character and implications are that such that they properly count as public, when we say it is a public wrong. And secondly, the definitions of crime as principles, and thirdly, the kind of fault elements, and fourthly, what kinds of excuses or justification they have to be entertained at the in the international criminal trials. And lastly, that I would say theorists of criminal law must also attend more seriously than they have often attended to the criminal process that leads from crime of punishment and in particular to the criminal trial. So these are also the issues which one has to look into. And then the sovereign administrative justice is a prerequisite, whether it is a municipal law or it's an international law. So there we have this particular object must be kept in mind, and then we can think of what should be the future course of international criminal law. Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening. For more open access audio recordings, films, and publications, go to silrap.org.